Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com. You want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the Kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ.
And good luck today. I'm wearing my fast shoes.
I know. He came running in here. He said, I'm really fast in these shoes.
Remember how you were a kid and there were shoes, especially, like, I think this is universal. Did you do this, RJ? Did you do this when your mom would take you, dad or whoever, to go to the shoe store and you put shoes on and you had to run? Like, you know, you might walk, but you also, when you're a kid, you had to run and see if they were fast.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, these shoes are fast. Like, I am definitely fast in these. That was a real thing, so I'm bringing that back because these are definitely, like, these right here, these Parleys, these are fast shoes. Mm. These are really fast. So I'm pretty fast, boy.
he's so
stupid. I'm so fast, boy.
Like,
you ever seen that?
Well,
that guy running? I got to show you this video. I'm effing fast, boy. You don't even know how fast I am. This guy all of a sudden just takes off running. It's a video, and it became really like a viral sensation where you can try to find it, RJ, but he says effing fast quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I am. Today, I'm extremely fast.
I got it.
So please don't try to foot race me when I'm writing up Jalen Carter today. And by the way, tomorrow at 2 o'clock on our YouTube channel, but you can find it through the website, I'm going to be writing up Bryce Young live. So you'll be able to watch if you want, if that's the kind of thing you like. I'm going to go through the whole process. I'll have a microphone. There'll be a camera on the screen and like one on me. And I'll go through the website I go through to check all his different stats. I'll be watching tape. So you'll watch tape with me. I'll tell you what I'm looking at.
Hey, Bryce Young.
It's going to be a unique opportunity to check out one of the top quarterbacks in the draft, and I'm going to do that. That's the first time I've ever doing that live. I don't know if I really publicized it, the NFL or my bosses might shut it down, so I'm just going to keep it low profile for here in Houston.
You don't know that they would appreciate that?
I don't know if it would be okay in terms of showing a tape.
Why?
I don't know if they'd say
because that's tape that people can't get.
College owns it. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to have a clip here or there. I think it would be okay. I just don't want to take the chance because I really want to do this. I want people to be able to see what my process is. But more importantly, I want them to be able to see Bryce Young. Because there's some – I mean, I've looked at him a little bit. I mean, I've looked at offensive linemen. I've looked at his tight end. He's the one throwing the pass. I mean, there's some ups, but there's some downs too. He's not the most accurate. Like, he's one of the lesser accurate guys from 0 to 10 yards, which was – pretty surprising to me, but then his accuracy really picks up intermediate.
That's encouraging.
And the intermediate is more encouraging.
So I'm looking at a headline here, NFL mock draft. When do you do your first mock draft?
February 6th.
February 6th. NFL mock draft. Texans and Bears make a deal. Both win on day one.
Okay, this is whose draft is this?
This is Fan Nation. This was 33rd team.
Oh, yeah. So I saw this one because I was trying to remember. I saw 33rd teams, and then today I start on Prospects to Pros, the Dane Brugler podcast he and I do about draft prospects, and he put his mock out, and it's It's interesting. I mean, the way the national media looks at this is the Texans are desperate for quarterback.
So what this says is the Texans would give up, would get the number one overall pick. They would give up their second rounder, but maybe get a third rounder or a fourth rounder back for that.
Won't be enough.
Well, it's 400 points, the difference between going from one to two.
Yeah, but I wonder if somebody will make
and
a better
the second
deal.
Rounder, their second rounder is worth 600 points, so they should get something back.
Well, and there has been precedent with 3-2, San Francisco, Chicago.
Yeah.
So I'd have to check and what that. But the thing is, will somebody offer more than that?
Well, here's the deal: is then they trade with the Colts, go from four. Who Colts go from 4-2, and the Colts get C.J. Stroud or whomever is left, and the Bears cash in again with another second rounder. And are looking really, really good because mm-hmm. then they'll get their defensive player that they want anyway.
Yeah, and that's on there. They have the Texans drafting Bryce Young, and then they have the Colts drafting C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud, right.
Dane Brugler, I don't know if his is officially out yet or not. We're going to talk about it, so it's probably out. It's not going to make Houston. I don't even want to say this because there's a lot of people who are going to start vomiting blood in their car, and sometimes that's hard to get out of.
The Texans trade out of two?
No, they draft Will Levis.
They draft Will Levis.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Dane's got...
He's got the traits. He's got traits, and that's what Nick Caserio and the Patriots like traits.
Yeah, but he doesn't have tape. And you're going to draft two? You're going to draft somebody two? And then you're going to... I mean, he went with... He passed Sauce over for Stingley, so, yeah. I mean, that's true. I mean, it's...
There wasn't tape there.
He's done it before, and he is a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Houston, the city of Houston, will be really pissed if they don't draft a quarterback, except if they draft Will Levis.
Then they'll be pissed again.
Then they'll be really pissed. Because Will Levis is the boogeyman in draft circles. Like, there's actually reasons to be concerned. But, you know, Giants fans, Bills fans, I saw it with Daniel Jones. I saw it with Josh Allen. One of them might be the best quarterback in the league. One of them
finally turned a corner
yep. to being pretty good. I feel like the Daniel Jones stuff is getting pushed a little too far. It's overcorrecting a little too much about how good he is. Like, Daniel, you know, hey, easy now. Daniel Jones is doing a nice little job, but let's not go overboard. And then you have Will Levis, who is the boogeyman this year. That's the guy that everyone's scared of. Like, the good one is Richardson. The bad one is Levis. Well, the difference between the two is, I've got the same grade on him, but Richardson to me has a higher upside, but his floor he's even less accurate than Will Levis. And, but he's bigger. He's more confident. Levis
can run better.
Yeah. Can run better. Like there's reasons to believe, like I would be more inclined to draft Richardson because I think Richardson would actually make positive plays with his legs, but I don't think he's a long-term solution. But if you wanted to pick one between the two, and my higher grade will probably end up on Richardson is my guess. But I don't know. I want to see how – I've got tape, but then I want to see how – I don't think either guy – I'm not sure if Levis is playing at the Senior Bowl. I want to see what they look like at the Combine and their workout, stuff like that. Levis's accuracy is – you know, Richardson can work on his footwork and get a little better. I can already see that. Levis just sometimes, how do you miss that?
His decisions are.
You know how when a pitcher just has six balls in a row and you're like, how are you a major league pitcher if you can't throw one strike?
Right. Well, I think it's different. I think the decision making on Will Levis is poor. When you lose it, even the great pitchers every once in a while will throw six straight balls. He had a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah. You know, people make excuses about pressure. We'll make the same thing for Levis because he had a lot of pressure on him this year. But, you know, you also have to handle it a little better, too, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He does. And Richardson can get out of the way. That's the difference. Like, if you're going to face pressure, man, I like having somebody can get out of the way a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't want either of them, if you want to know the truth.
I really don't either, because then you're stuck with them for 2 or 3 years.
I don't want this discussion. Why are we talking about the second overall pick, Will Levis or Anthony Richardson? What the hell? What happened? What just happened here? That this is...
Well, because mock draft season, and Dane Brugler, who's really respected, put Levis 2.
Not anymore. He just lost all kinds of
he
respect.
He lost his credibility?
He did. He lost his credibility with Will Levis, number two. I could see, I could certainly see the Colts going Will Levis at four.
So why the Colts and not Texans if it's
well,
the same
Well, because
issue?
The Texans have the chance.
Because Colts really need to win, and I don't, like, who's the most game ready? Bryce Young.
Bryce Young.
Who's second? I would say, Stroud. I would say it's C.J. Stroud, yep. Actually pretty easily.
Yep, yep.
So are the Colts drafting for now, like, who's making that decision? Is it the owner? Is it the GM? Is it the head coach?
Is there anybody else that comes in and swoops in? Because that's all we're talking about is the Colts and the Bear and the Texans.
Oh, I mean, I think absolutely there are teams that you know could swoop in. I think the Jets are a team that the Jets may say, okay, we've used a lot of we had a lot of draft picks last year. Let's just go ahead and let's go get a quarterback now. Let's go get a quarterback now. So I think the Jets, really a lot's going to depend on where Derek Carr goes and if Tom Brady retires, the Raiders are a team that could swoop in, for sure. And when you say swoop in, you mean to one.
Yeah.
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 I think the Raiders are a possibility if Brady doesn't go there. I think the Jets are a possibility because the Jets may just be desperate enough to say,
it's
hey,
kind of fall for the. It's kind of far for the Bears to fall, though.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're right, and yeah. that would be a tough one. They might have to do a thing where they do, like for Carson Wentz, where Philadelphia had to trade up and then up again, so that their first trade up pick was a pick that the number two team would be. So you might have to trade into I don't know who's at number five or six, but you might have to trade up to five or six and then try to trade up with the Bears. That's a lot of draft
that's
capital
lot
to give up
of,
if you're the Jets.
A lot of capital. Yeah, I mean the Texans and the but. Oh my goodness! If the Texans have to trade up to number one, that to me is just so damning. It's like everybody's so PO'd because they won that game. And
well,
then they have to get rid of a second
rounder. Well, then everyone's anger is like you know feels justified.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, and it just would be so. Oh my goodness. Well, if they feel like they can't live without either Stroud or Bryce,
and then imagine if it didn't work out, and you traded all those picks, you traded. Well, even
that
if
happens.
It's just your second rounder,
yeah.
it
that
would,
happens
you know.
All the time. RG3, Ryan Leaf. I mean, it happens. You know, stuff happens.
Because both those guys were drafted second.
Yep. Well, yeah. I mean, in both of those drafts,
here's some number two.
Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning
here's
were the
some,
right
here's
choice.
Here's some 1-2 quarterbacks. It went Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf.
Right.
Not great.
Andrew Luck.
Let me see.
RG3.
11 was Andrew, or 10 was Andrew Luck, RG3. Then you had 15 was Jameis Marcus Mariota was the second one. Then you
that
had
was no good.
Then you had 16 was Jared Goff Carson Wentz, and both of them were good at times. And then Goff is keeping his head above water, and Wentz looks like he's starting to drown.
Right.
Let's see, Baker Mayfield. You had Darnold was three. Who was two in that draft?
Somebody snuck in there. No. Well,
I don't think
neither of those worked out anyway. So.
Yeah, it didn't matter. But the second, if you just went second quarterback drafted, it's kind of gross.
Yep.
It's. I went through and I looked at second quarterback. I'm like, ooh, man, I don't know why people are mad about that win.
712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Brian McTaggart is going to join us. He did a piece on why Alex Bregman could be his best year ever next year. So we'll talk to Brian. About that. Right now, though, I'm talking about dipping. Okay, you're getting up. I don't know. A lot of people they smoke. First thing they do in the morning is they grab it. You know, grab a smoke and choke one down. I don't know if you dip. If the first thing in the morning that you got to have that dip, or you know, you got to put one in and you know read the paper or whatever you got to do. It doesn't matter. And whenever you're putting a dip in, you're hurting yourself. It get out of this, and you can. And you can do it by dipping, but it's hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD, and CBD is helpful as opposed to the nicotine and tobacco that is harmful to you, very harmful. I had a buddy that just yesterday he had to get something on his lip taken care of. It's like, what? I mean, what are you doing? And then what did he do? He put a dip in. Like, well, what is wrong with you? Right after he put a dip in, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Hey. Get out of that. Do it safe and dip safe. 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Wild card, Division weekend this weekend. Division weekend. And there are some interesting props here that I got to get to you, okay? And see what you think. I mean, these are pretty cool. Pretty cool. Will a wild card team make the Super Bowl?
We got Dallas and it's only Dallas.
Then the Giants.
Oh, yeah, Giants wild card. I'm going to say no. And then on the other side, let's see, Ravens are out. Who's the other wild card team?
They're all division winners.
Yeah.
They're all division winners.
No.
Yeah, no.
It's got to be a big favorite, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a big – well, no is minus 400.
Yeah.
Yes is plus 250.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Will a wild card team win the Super Bowl is minus 800 and plus 500. Yeah, I don't think that there's any chance of that, so no. Biggest winning margin in any divisional round game, 16.5 points. Will a team blow out another team by? I mean,
based on the Chiefs
and Jags have a chance.
I think it's got a chance, but I'll say no.
No, they're going to be closer games.
This is the round
that's really good.
Yeah, it's usually really good.
This is the good round.
But last week was really good. There's a lot of close games last week. High scoring, yeah. So I have a funny feeling we're going to see the opposite this week, maybe.
Largest deficit for a winning team in the divisional round, down by 9.5 points and come back and win.
I'll say over. I can see somebody going down 10-0. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it.
Offense is, I don't want to say offense is cheap, but I think the teams you're looking at in the AFC all have firepower.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, other than the Jags. Yeah, but the Jags made this incredible comeback.
Yeah. Yeah. Down 27. Most points scored by any team in the divisional round, 40 points.
Under.
Really?
Yeah, I think the teams are too quality. I don't think anyone gets to 40. There's one team that got to 40 last week. I had that team, San Francisco 41.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was a big, yeah.
Yeah.
And these teams are better.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Home teams versus away teams in the divisional round. Away teams are plus 24.5.
Home teams. Okay, say it again.
Home team. I've never seen this one before.
Huh.
The home team.
Total spread. I love that.
Yeah.
Why isn't that off? Where's that? Is that off?
It's
somewhere?
Cool. Yeah.
They should offer stuff like that.
Yeah. Jimmy Shapiro, it's Bet Online.
So it's home team
minus
24.
Minus 24.5. They're all the favorites.
So you got the Bengals, the Jaguars, the Cowboys, and the Giants. So you're averaging 6 per. Man, that's hard because, you know, if one team wins a game outright, then all of a sudden the other ones are, you know, the other ones, you go all the way up to, you know, at the worst, 9 points apiece probably that you'd have to lose by. Yeah, I guess you take the points.
Do you like any of those road teams to win? I'm afraid that the Chiefs could be a blowout.
I don't think any of the road teams win, though.
I think the Bengals win.
You still think that?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm too afraid with all these offensive injuries.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. The Bills' pass rush is not great, and their defensive backs took a beating last week.
Yeah. They got hurt. Yeah. I mean, Kyrie Elam had a good interception, and Tre'Davious White had some up and down moments. But, that's really explosive wide receivers. But the Bengals have some really good wide receivers, too, with size. This is totally different. Go from little tiny guys to big guys. Big guys who can get vertical, but can Joe Burrow throw down the field? Will he have enough time to throw down the field? It's a tough handicap to me. It's all dependent upon that pass rush. I think they go spread 5 wide, dink and dunk.
Yes.
Like they did last week to give more time.
I think he's getting it out in a hurry.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do
it. I actually think that could go under because, you know, Cincinnati has some, they got some funk at times defensively. Yeah. They can do some things to confuse quarterbacks.
And Josh has been known to make a couple of mistakes, yeah, too, in the red zone especially. Total points scored in all four playoff games combined, 195.5.
God, that's high. It's almost 50 a game?
It's almost 50 a game.
I go under. Well, I mean,
I don't know.
One game, 34-31 is 65. That alters things. Giants have a little bit of offense. Cowboys, you never know what you're going to get from Cowboys. Bills could end up in a shootout against the Bengals. Man, I don't want to say over, but it you know, I could see one of those games getting crazy.
Yep.
And it skews everything. I could see the Jags getting their faces smacked.
Yeah, I do too.
And I'm the one who said plus 16
Sorry.
And a half.
Sorry, RJ.
Yeah, it could be one of those things where that was a nice little run.
He doesn't care.
Like 38-13, but that's 51.
they played a little game on the show before us. Your team loses this weekend. Is it a failure or is it a disappointment? And I thought it was interesting. Obviously the Giants and the Jags, they're just happy to be
there.
They weren't. That's just a disappointment. We hoped we could do more. But if the Chiefs lose?
Well, that's a huge failure.
The Bills lose?
That's a failure. Yeah, it's a failure.
The Eagles having the best record in the league, losing to a division team.
And really,
it's a failure.
Kind of crapping out toward the end of the year.
Oh, they were, Keyshawn was, no, it's all disappointment. No, that's a failure. That's a failure. The Bengals having to go to the Bills, that would probably just be a disappointment.
Probably, but you also went to the Super Bowl last year. So that's on the border. I mean, honestly, it's hard. It's strong to say failure, but it just feels like, beyond disappointment. Buffalo, I think of all of them, Buffalo is the one.
It is the one.
Because they've been taking these moves up, and this is our year.
Yeah.
This is our year. And if they lose to the Bengals and they don't even get to the championship round, that's going to feel like a failure to their fans.
And the Chiefs too, because they've been there. It's not, you know what?
If you lose to the Jags, it's a huge failure.
And the Cowboys.
I mean,
it's a failure.
Yeah, how is it not?
Yeah, and well, but it's a tough game. They're an underdog, so you figure, wait a minute, a dog that loses in on the road is a failure? That's a failure? It's just a big disappointment.
It is a big, well, maybe it is a big disappointment, but you're still getting beat by a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, you're still, I don't care how he's played, he's a rookie quarterback. He was the 7th-round pick who's beating you, and you spent all this money on Dak, you spent all this money you're going to spend a bunch of money on wide receiver and running back once you have to pay Tony Pollard. I'm assuming you pay Tony Pollard. There's talk about them letting him walk and trying to draft a running back. I'm like, man, you got done paying Zeke, who you haven't really gotten your money's worth out of Zeke.
Well, then maybe they're gun shy on it. You can't blame them.
Well, they probably don't want to allocate a certain amount of money to running back when they with quarterback and running back, and you got to pay CeeDee Lamb soon. I mean, you're going to run out of money, Dallas.
Will any team score a defensive or special team TD? Yes is the favorite, -300. Wow.
Well, because it's four different games.
Four different games, but it ain't easy to score.
I'll say yeah.
I'm going to say no on that one. Give me plus 200 on that.
Well, you got some turnover guys now. You got Josh Allen. You got Trevor Lawrence. Sometime Mahomes can do some squirrely stuff. Danny Dimes can have his issues. Who are the return guys? And you also have to look at the return guys. Dallas has got a really dangerous return man.
Well, Buffalo does.
Dak ain't afraid to throw an interception?
No, Dak ain't afraid. Ain't scared of it. No.
Dak says, you know what? Let's give it a shot. Let's see what we can do. You got Trayvon
Diggs.
It's
not in his genes. There's DNA, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You got Trayvon Diggs, who's not afraid to take chances and try to go pick six on you. So, yeah, I'll say yes. -300 is, whoa.
Will Brett Maher miss an extra point?
How many will they score? I'll say no.
It's yes is +300.
I'd take my shot on yes then. If I'm going plus, I don't think he's going to, but if you're going to give me 3-1, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. 3-1. Yeah. It's in his head.
Now you need him to score too, so he has at least three opportunities. So I don't know if they get that.
Well, and the Cowboys did sign a kicker this week, so.
He may only get one kick?
Who knows if he's going to kick at all. If he's not kicking this week in practice, they bring the guy up from the practice squad.
That's a good point. I mean, he's got to get through practice.
Yeah, he's got to get through this week. Highest scoring game. Jacksonville and the Chiefs, 9-4. Bengals and Bills.
That's the highest one? Jackson Chief?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the Bengals and...
Bengals and Bills are 5-2. Giants and Eagles, 5-2. Cowboys and San Francisco, 7-2. They figure that... I think they don't think the Cowboys are going to be scoring.
I'll go.
Because that offense for San Francisco, of course, Dallas' defense is good, too. That could be a battle.
Giants. I think I might go Giants-Eagles. I feel like the play is Bengals-Bills, but I also told you where I think that could be more of a controlled passing game. May not be the fireworks everyone expects. You know, the Giants have a little bit of – Philadelphia's run defense isn't great, and the Eagles have – Yeah, well, but it's hard to. I don't. That's funny that you have the Jags and the.
Well, the Chiefs
the favorite. I think I'd rather go. I'd rather take my chance with Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen.
Yeah.
At 5-2, but
I almost feel like the Eagles and Giants could well be it.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. But I wonder about Jalen Hurts' health. He just wasn't that healthy last week, and if Jalen's not fully healthy, can you really crank up the offense?
Well, he's had 2 weeks off now.
Will they run? Yeah, but he said he was really hurting last week. He didn't have last week off. He did have last week off. Yeah, so it's a full week of practice. But, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah. And he says he's feeling better.
Yeah. So, I mean, but listen, that shoulder, that ain't – you messed
you
up your shoulder.
Didn't you?
Yeah, but my left one. He's got his right one, his throwing shoulder. That's no good. Lowest scoring team, Giants, 11-4. Jags, 3-1.
I'll take Jags.
You're gonna take Jags?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dallas is 5-1. I'm gonna take Dallas just on a hope.
Oh no. I think Dallas is a very live live dog.
At 5-1.
Tampa was 7-1 last week and they were the lowest scoring team. They were 7-1 out of all the teams against Dallas, but they sucked on offense this year. Like, how are they 7-1? Everyone thought it was gonna be Miami, and Miami shot it out with Skylar Thompson and Tom Brady couldn't bust a grape.
Right.
Unless he had some turnovers working in his favor.
Most passing yards, Mahomes, then Burrow, Josh Allen, Dak, Trevor Lawrence.
Sounds right. Unless you get into it. But, you know, the thing about Kansas City, even when they're kind of extending the lead, they keep passing.
Yeah. Yeah, but so do the Bengals. The Bengals are – Joe's going to throw a bunch.
Well, that's the thing is if you got a close game there, it's going to be a lot of throwing.
Josh Allen will use his legs as much as he will his arms. So yeah. I'm not taking that. Dak – no way. Not against that defense. No chance. Brock Purdy is 15-2.
That's interesting.
I think they got to run the ball against that
team. I do too. Yeah. So I would say.
I think
the chalk is the play there.
That pass rush. Yeah. Most receiving yards, Jamar Chase, then A.J. Brown, then Stephon Diggs, Travis. I think Kelsey's a good bet here, 17-2. Kelsey would be
17-2 is good odds.
That's great odds. +850.
Yeah. Got Chase. Who do they have first?
Chase, then AJ Brown, then Stephon Diggs.
I think AJ Brown is pretty. What's the odds on AJ Brown?
6-1. Diggs is 6-1.
I like AJ. When AJ goes off, he can really go off. You know, a sneaky one would be Debo.
Sneaky one might be T. Higgins at 14-1.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yep. Christian Kirk is 16-1.
Here's the thing about Stephon Diggs. Diggs gets a ton of targets, and he gets deep targets.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's a reason he's, what, number two?
Yep.
What are his odds?
Diggs is tied at 6-1.
Yeah, I like that. You know why? If you like Joe Burrow, if you like the Bengals to win, you got like Diggs because that means he'll start throwing.
Yep. And then most rushing yards, McCaffrey's 1, Saquon's 2, Miles Sanders, ETN, Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard at 9-1 might be a good pick. Although they're probably going to have to throw the ball. Yeah.
I don't love that.
No, no, no. Jalen Hurts is 10-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. McCaffrey.
Maybe Sanders.
Maybe the favorite there. All right. Those are some odds for this weekend. And your football. Sean Payton, apparently it has been revealed what he wants. Who is the favorite to land Sean Payton? We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, let's talk about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. So good. So good. They have got the technology that is second to none. Yeah, listen, it's unbelievable. Now it's so easy, so easy. We'll be telling you about this, how to raise and lower the goal. No more cranking. It's so easy. And it's going up, going down. It is fantastic. The technology that they use with it, it's amazing. It really is. No goal is like the Hoops goal. It's just unbelievable. ProDunk Hoops is the best goal that you'll ever, ever, ever see. And it's not even arguable. With the text, the tempered glass backboard and the unbreakable rim and the lowering and the raising of the goal and just everything about it is perfect. The installation that is second to none, it is the perfect, perfect goal. You're looking for a great way to get that goal for the kids. And the kids want to play, Dad. The kids want to dunk. The kids want to be able to reach the basket, especially if you got little kids. You're going to put a 10-foot goal in the yard. Nobody's going to play with that. So get the ProDunk Hoops goal and let the kids play. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
She just wanna take it off.
Back to the Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So Sean Payton made the rounds, and according to NFL insider Tom Pelissero, it's not our Houston Texans that are the favorite. Here's Tom Pelissero about Payton.
It sure seems like, though, Ian, if Sean Payton is going to take a job in this cycle, everything is lined up for Denver, including the fact that their other top candidate, besides Dan Quinn, the Cowboys' defensive coordinator, is Jim Harbaugh, who, once things didn't advance quickly enough, decided, peace out, I'm going back to Michigan.
So, and somebody made a pretty good point. I was reading an article about this, and it said, listen, Sean Payton can turn. That might not be the worst job. I mean, the outlier for Russ is last year, right?
Now it's actually going on 2 years now. He wasn't very good the year
before. Well, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't great the year before. But
in
that
the second
year,
half of the year, the second half of the year before that wasn't good.
Yeah, no,
it's been a little.
He was
now.
An MVP in the first half, right? Yeah. So yeah, but. You know, Drew Brees never threw for 4,000 yards before he saw, and then he's been 12 out of 15 years.
Yeah, but that was young Drew. This is old Russ.
This is older Russ.
Old Russ is 34
but
now.
Don't you trust, I mean, even older Drew Brees was pretty damn
good. Yeah, but I don't know if Tom, I don't know if he's a technician. I do think Russell Wilson will be better off. Russell will be better off knowing where to go with the ball and going there quick, but he likes plays to get off schedule. That's not what A, he needs to run more. Remember last year he wouldn't run? Like, I couldn't believe the over-unders on his running yards were so low, but it's because he stopped running.
Yeah.
And then when he started running late in the season, it opens things up for him. I don't think it was a good fit offensively with Nathaniel Hackett. I kind of think Hackett got screwed. I think he's a good offensive mind. May not be a good head coach. Maybe a really good offense coordinator. But I think Nathaniel Hackett kind of got screwed. Like, I would consider Nathaniel Hackett down here in Houston as an OC, not a head coach.
Right.
But, I think the Chargers should consider that as well, because they did end up firing their quarterback coach and OC, by the way. But Sean Payton has, you know, a heavy power running game and then kind of some spread offense that he would hit you with spread, and it was quick decisions and dink and dunk stuff. And I don't know that that's – I think it's good for Russell, but I feel like Russell, because it's not timing-based, which he did so poorly on, but, man, he read the field so awfully. He just missed he was missing everything. He had no feel for the offense. And so I don't know. Maybe Sean Payton's offense is better in that regard. Maybe there's preordained reads, or maybe it's more simplified. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know how it works. But he did operate in New Orleans without draft picks. They were giving away draft picks every year. So it's not like he's used to not having draft picks to build stuff.
Yeah. I just think that a good offensive coach, because listen, at the end, Nathaniel Hackett was an awful, because at the end, Russ started looking a lot better than he did.
Well, so also he talked about, like, he talked about really liking the interview he had with the Walton son, who owns the team. He really liked him. He said he liked the ownership group. He talked about that. But then Colin Coward, I don't know where Sean Payton said this, but Colin Coward was talking yesterday about Sean Payton's comments, which I was trying to find his comments. I was trying to find sound, and I didn't. But apparently, Sean Payton had some comments that sound.
Maybe he talked to him after this.
Maybe so.
In a private conversation.
Maybe so. But it sounds a lot like. He said he really liked the interview with Denver and really loved the so this can't be about them. So I wonder who Sean's talking about here.
There's a lot of bad owners out there that sometimes they inherited money from a family. A lot of times they don't even like the sport. Somebody dies in the family. They're left with it. But the gap, I can tell you this, the gap, listening to stories last night, between the haves and the have-nots in this league is not just quarterbacks or coaches. It is ownership. Even on Zoom calls, you can spot the dysfunction. Zoom calls. Not even being in the room, you can see why certain teams lose and why certain teams win.
I mean, here are the teams. So we know this.
Why didn't you blink? Texans.
Sometimes
Texans,
you inherited money.
On the screen.
Sometimes you had somebody die and were given a team like... know somebody like that. Let's think of the teams, okay? Do you think, I don't think any of that sounds like Jim Irsay in terms of inheriting money or died in it. That's not Jim Irsay.
Yeah, it is.
But he could be talked. How did Jim Irsay make his money?
From his dad. Robert Irsay gave it to him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So he could be talking about
that. He could be talking
that.
About Irsay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if how involved Irsay is in those Zoom calls, but I'm guessing he's in the middle of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing he's in the middle
of them. Did he do one with the Colts?
I don't know if Payton has interviewed with the Colts.
I don't think he's interviewed with Colts. I never saw a Colts. I don't believe. I thought it was Denver and Houston. And I don't think that the Colts did one with him. Maybe I missed it. But
oh, no. I think you're right. So that's out.
So, yeah.
So we know Denver's out. We know the Colts are out. Who are the other two teams?
Now, Walton inherited his money, too, now.
Yeah, but he said he likes Walton.
Yeah, he did.
He said he liked the ownership group, thought they were sharp.
And he had like a four-hour meeting.
Yeah, so we'll take Denver and the Colts out of it. And who are the other two?
The Panthers and the Cardinals. They're all inherited.
Well, yeah. Cardinals is a Bidwell thing.
Yeah.
You pass it down. And then you have Panthers.
Well,
yeah,
it could be the Cardinals too.
It could be all of them.
It could be right.
It could definitely be Cardinals and Texans. I heard Texans in there.
Yeah, I did too.
I know I heard the Texans in there.
I did too.
I mean, I have no doubt that the Texans were mentioned in there. He didn't say a bad ownership group. He said bad owners.
Yeah.
We already know it's bad ownership. We already know that. So what are we? Like, why are we dancing around this? That just to hear that, Sean Payton, Houston's got a good situation, and all of a sudden, like the next day, he's like, there's bad owners in the league. In discussing this with them, it's not just players, it's owners. I think we kind of already knew that.
Is he bad? To me, this is a good question because I'm not sure that Cal is a bad owner. I think a bad owner is Daniel Snyder. Is if you want to know the truth, I'm taking this seriously. I'm just saying here. Would you rather have?
You're not going to take this show seriously. I'm not going to keep doing.
Would you rather
it.
Have
Jalen?
Would you rather have Irsay who comes flying in?
Hey,
and flying in and hires Jeff Saturday.
I didn't. Or would you rather have somebody who hires David Culley?
Well, apparently it was not him that hired David Culley.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a real problem. And wait, the decisions that Cal has made, the people that he's hired, the people that he's listened to, it's awful.
This is the first time.
But what if they turned a corner here?
This is the first time. Then leave me alone. Cal is good.
Yes.
But Cal's indecisiveness. And ineptness is what got you here.
No, yeah, it absolutely has. It is. It is.
And Jim Irsay has not been a problem until this year. He's into everything.
From the first decision that he made since Bob died.
Which was what?
Brian Gain. Fryer and Brian Gain.
Yeah.
I mean, that
was that same time, wasn't it?
That's where it all started going downhill.
Yep.
after 1 year, Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby talked him into firing Brian Gainey.
Because that signified a shift of power, that one group co-opted all the power. There were no checks and balances anymore.
None. And so, but now, hopefully, all of that is out of the building. Hannah is taking a bigger role. And, you know, Cal said, I'm going to be even. That scared me the worst, was when Cal said, I'm going to take a bigger role in this coaching hire. I was like, oh, please, don't take any role. No role. Anyway, I would rather, listen, I don't know Ballard. He's got to be frustrated with the owner making decisions that he is supposed to make. If I'm working for Daniel Snyder, if I'm working for Jerry Jones, it's like, wow, can we do our job around here? Or is the meddling owner going to screw it up? And let's face it, meddling owners, it screw things up. And so it might be much better to have a Cal who knows what he doesn't know.
Well, if everything's good, yeah.
He knows what he doesn't know.
If everything is good, yeah. But the problem is, when things aren't good, you need somebody who has some sense, who can, like, say, no. This isn't the way we do things. Yeah. No. And that guy is the worst possible owner if you're dysfunctional. He's the worst possible owner.
True.
And the Texans are dysfunctional. And I'd say they are right now still, right?
Oh, I don't know.
They don't have a coach.
I don't think.
Nick Caserio is already talking about potentially stepping down. Like, that doesn't sound like we know where we're going.
No. Well.
You got Sean Payton saying, oh, even on Zoom you can see the dysfunction. Yeah, right. I mean. Who's he talking about? I mean, he definitely could be talking about the Cardinals.
Well, I mean, Cal, you know what? It's just so – Cal's not going to be impressive on a Zoom call. He's just going to be
– That's why he had to be talking about Cal. What is your idea of trying to get touchdowns? Tell us your philosophy on that. Okay. Well, you know, we're going to try to get as many touchdowns. I mean, can you imagine the questions? What do you think about changing uniforms? Is that something that can get, like, what's the best uniform you ever had? I like the black. I mean, yeah, Saints were really good with the
black. Did you like the white or black the black? Black? The black?
I like the black on black. We did a black and gold. We did black top, gold bottoms, which I thought were good. But the blackout uniforms are good. Okay, is hot dog a sandwich?
No, he didn't ask him if hot dogs are a sandwich.
What are your thoughts on quesadillas? Do you like single tortilla or do you like the double tortilla like at Papacito's?
Do you smash your burger when you're grilling them?
Do you like a grill burger or a smash burger? I kind of like smash burger. American cheese or cheddar? I actually like, hold on, watch. I like cheddar. Would you like lettuce and tomatoes with that? Am I placing it in order? Pickles or jalapenos?
All right, that's all. That's all.
You just got out Whataburgered.
Mr. Lourdes, don't upset it.
I can't. Is this an interview? I'm literally making a burger order? I got you next time you're in town. I got you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's all.
Here's a question for you.
This is bad.
Call of Duty or Among Us? Among Us? You're playing. That's relatively new. Are you playing right now? We don't have playoffs.
That's all. No, that's it.
Is it all? Because I can keep doing this for another 30 minutes.
Well, actually, you want to play that game? We'll play that game when we come back.
Play that game.
We're going to play a special game.
Oh, and let's let the listeners play the game.
Okay.
Let's let the listeners play it with us, too.
Okay.
Okay. We have to play sound. Let's do it at 8 when we have a little more, because we're already past the break. We'll do it at 8 o'clock. So there's some sound of a guy who they checked his Google search history.
After his wife disappeared.
Yeah, and it didn't go well for him, and we got the sound of it. And then we're going to have you guys play a little game with us.
Called,
at 8 o'clock.
What is Cal searching?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that. This is so disrespectful. It's time to talk about, I mean, we could be sued if we were sued. For
okay. Well, I mean, we could turn it into Rockets if you want. I mean, it's both organizations.
No. Oh, well, let's talk about the Morley Law Firm. That's what we're going to talk about. Let's talk
you
about.
You want to make it a Jack Easterby game?
No, I don't want to make a Jack Easterby game. I want to make a Morley Law Firm game. I want it to be, and it's no game. It's no joke. It's no joke when you have issues, people. Do you have issues? Whatever it is, whatever problem that you have, and it's a problem. Okay, somebody's suing you. You're suing somebody. Maybe you're going to get big money out of it, but the fact of the matter is that person or people or company wronged you. And if you've been wronged, and let's say you're dealing with an insurance company right now, and they're not paying you what you think you should be getting. Well, the Morley Law Firm, you know what? They got lawyers. You need a lawyer. And the Morley Law Firm is here for you. What about a doctor that may have wronged you? What about a neighbor? Whatever the case may be. Any civil suit, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. Any criminal complaint against you? That sucks. But here's the deal. Did you do it? Did you not do it? Either way, you need representation, and that representation is the Morley Law Firm. They've got experience in just about everything. And, oh, by the way, I've been mentioning this a lot, is that immigration, if you've got an immigration problem, not all law firms handle that. You don't just go to a law firm, and then all of a sudden all your problems are solved. They got to have insight. They got to know people in the immigration game. And guess what? That's what the Morley Law Firm does on a daily basis. So if you're looking for that lawyer, no matter what it is, make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hello, stranger. It's been a minute since we last kicked. By the way, just got in town.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So there's this guy. It's got to be in Boston. I think it's in Boston. He's on trial. Oh,
it's 100%. I mean,
yeah.
It's New England.
Yeah.
I think that's
somewhere.
Safe. Yeah.
Somewhere up there. So he, during the trial, the proposing lawyer, I guess it's the prosecuting attorney.
Yeah, prosecutor, yeah.
Prosecuting attorney. She's reading a list of his searches after his wife disappeared. These are his computer searches that they found right after his wife disappeared.
At 4:55 a.m. on January 1st, he searched how long before a body starts to smell. At 4:58 a.m., how to stop a body from decomposing. At 5:20 a.m., he searched how to embalm a body. At 5:47 a.m., 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to.
Somebody made that.
At 6:05 a.m. on the 1st, how long for someone to be missing to inherit. At 6:34 a.m. on the 1st, can you throw away body parts? At 9:29 a.m., what does formaldehyde do? At 9:34 a.m. on the 1st, how long does DNA last? At 9:59 a.m., can identification be made on partial remains? At 11:34 a.m., dismemberment and the best ways to dispose of a body. At 11:44, how to clean blood from wooden floor. At 11:56 on the 1st, luminol to detect blood. At 1:08, what happens when you put body parts in ammonia? At 1:21 p.m., is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or wash them?
I mean,
how could you possibly? I'd like to plead guilty, Your Honor. I'd like to take a plea agreement. Well, we don't really have to. We think we got you.
Oh, my gosh.
How to get rid of body parts. So, what's the top 10 ways, BuzzFeed's top 10 ways to dismember a body and get and help you get away with it if you absolutely have to?
So a couple of things that we've learned, and, you know, the Utah killer, the kid that killed the students, they had his phone pinging all near there.
Yeah.
They were able to follow his phone pinging all over the place. One thing we've learned now, have no electronics. It didn't even matter anyway, because there were videos of that kid's car leaving Washington, coming to.
I got news for you.
Or wherever
you're going to get found.
Yeah.
By, I mean, you. especially young people, cannot be without their phone at all. It's really all of us. It's really all of us.
Yeah.
You can't be without your phone, so you're always going to be, they can always track you.
Well, unless you leave, you, if you're going to go commit a major crime.
How about that guy didn't do it on
leave your phone at home.
I wonder if the browser actually works, the hidden browser or the whatever it's called, you know, the.
Where you can browse without.
Yeah, detection. I wonder if that actually works.
I don't know.
Or if there's still a way for them to find it.
Do you think this guy, really?
No.
No.
And the reason this video is so funny is they're just, they have the camera on him the whole time, and he's just got this deadpan look like,
Well, this doesn't, this is.
Okay, we've got your, Mr. Davis, we've got your search history here. We're going to read it. Oh, no. How to dispose of a body in 40 minutes or less.
So
what we need you guys to do is we want to think of what Cal's Google search might be right now.
I don't know.
We can do it. You want to change it? We can do Jack Easterby. We can do Bill O'Brien did not get offered a contract.
Wow.
By Alabama. So what we could say is, how do you rehab your coach? You could do a.
Well, whoever you want to search.
Yeah, let's do that. Anybody, this
who
is
who,
you could say this is Lance's Google search. This is John's Google search.
Right.
This is Cal's Google search. I'm going to start with Cal. Okay? Here's the number, 713-780-3776. This is your big chance, funny people. All right?
All right.
How about this? This is an easy one. Google how to hire a head coach.
Oh, right. No.
That's one. That's how Cal.
About, I've got how to one hire for a Cal. Head coach.
Okay.
How to get to the fifth level of Donkey Kong.
Okay. I just happen to have another one for Cal.
Okay.
What's the most head coaches paid at one time in NFL history?
Now.
Because he's going to break a record with four.
I got one for him. How to stop people from putting Burger King crowns on your head.
Well, it seems like we're going a lot of Cal's.
Right. I mean, no, I just had a couple ready. That's
all right. I got one for Rafael Stone.
Okay.
How to tank without looking like you're tanking.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a really
Here's a Steven Silas. How to win in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. How to make a basket. How to make a basket when you need one.
Here's Jalen Green. What's the drippiest drip going?
Whoa. Yeah. Here's Justin. He's got one for Cal. What do you say, Justin?
Hey, guys. Does being attracted to video game characters make me gay?
Stop. Does being attracted to video game characters make me gay? Stop. This could be a really bad game. We'll see.
Bad.
Richard, what's up?
It doesn't have to be Cal. It can be anybody.
Richard, what's up?
Richard, who you got?
I remember I said we were going to wait until 8.
Oh, well,
we did it.
Yeah. We did it.
Cal McNair probably Googles, how did my dad run the full organization?
Yeah, you might. How to run an NFL team.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Andrew.
Yeah, I don't have to do all Cal.
No, it doesn't have to be Cal. It can be anybody. Andrew.
I feel like it's going to be a lot of Cal, though.
Yeah. How do you run an NFL organization as a complete cuck?
No. Look what you did, John.
Was Cal at the game last night? Cal and Hannah?
I don't know. I know.
Somebody said that they saw them, and actually, I think they may have been on the Kiss Cam. I don't know. Because
I saw them a couple weeks ago.
You know how... Would it be bad if they put Cal up on the big
and he
on
got
the,
booed?
And the,
yeah, I wouldn't put him on.
No, don't put him on the big board
if you're
where
the
people
Rockets.
Can see him. If you're the Rockets,
if you're the Rockets.
I think that would be mean spirited.
Yeah, because they go. With the, I saw him with their kids.
How would the fans react to that?
That would be mean spirited. All right, let's get your calls in there on Cal searches on Google.
No, Daniel, what's your search?
Could be anybody.
Is there a New England in Texas?
Pretty good.
Mark, what's the search?
Bill O'Brien searched how to shave your chin when it looks like a baby's butt.
Okay.
See? Now there we go.
There we go.
Now we're expanding the topic.
That's good.
We're expanding the topic.
Got off Cal. Julian, I know what his search is going to be.
How to make
bang, bang, Niner game. In Brock, we trust. I'm Cal. I'm Cal. How many black coaches do you have to hire before you can hire a white one with no experience?
Yeah, that's an interesting.
Well, you got two already.
Not the worst.
I think he's on his way.
Well,
Julian, how do you watch the San Francisco game with your pants around your ankles?
I don't know.
That's how. That's Julian's.
How do you search. Make a seventh-round quarterback attracted to you?
Yeah.
This guy, nobody loves Brock Purdy more than that guy, except probably other 49ers fans.
Dr. Dre, what?
Oh, no.
No, this is going to be ugly.
Double Rod, fellas.
What's up, Dre? Double Rod.
This one's for Coach Silas. I mean, for Raphael Stone. How to set up your head coach for the Rockets.
how to make it look like yeah, how to like, set up. I know what you're talking about. This isn't
up.
One, are babies delivered out of a woman's butt? That's not a good one. That's not one that we're going to do. Do cows get mad when I eat cheeseburgers? These are terrible, guys. These are not the things we're going to be
was
saying.
Was Thomas a Come real up- train?
No.
How do you assemble model trains? Okay. Scott.
What about somebody else?
Somebody else. Scott,
how do you rehydrate a brisket for social media pics?
I don't know who that would be. I don't know whose Google search that is. How about this? First of all, you're wrong. And I'm going to bring a brisket in here in a couple weeks when John's back in town in February. I'm going to literally bring a brisket in.
You're going to bring one in?
I'm going to bring one in. I'm going to literally bring one in. What about this Google search? Has any owner ever GM'd a team by himself? That's Jim Crane's search.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one for you. Everett, this is what we get.
Here's yours. Scariest baseball team not named Seattle. What about that?
What about this? Where do I find a Coors Light? Where's the closest Coors Light?
You already know.
I didn't know that. I know where that
your
is.
Your hand.
Robert, what's your search?
Just looking for 2023 head coaches on one-year deals in the NFL. Who's available?
Who's available for a one-year deal? Yeah. Yeah, that's all. John, what's your search?
Cal's Googling how to unmute his mic on Zoom.
How to unmute mic on Zoom. That feels like a real one.
No, what? We don't unmute the mics here. We don't. The other shows can. We don't. Underrated mess. What's your Google search?
Cal Googles, how to finally please my wife in the boudoir.
No. Ugly. No. Ugly. Underrated That's not mess. Clever
That's
comedy.
Not, no. The other Eric, what's the search?
Raheel searches how to destroy the white devil while remaining rehirable.
There's Raheel.
That's pretty good. What about this one? Here's Hannah's search. How to take over as an NFL owner.
That's true.
Just keep doing what you're doing, Hannah. I'm a big Hannah McNair fan.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm telling you now. I've never even met her.
Is Pinky Promise really permanent? This is so bad. 801 ESP. We got to take a break. I guess we can.
If I walk backward long enough, will I become a baby? What? You're not rolling back the odometer. Twitch is terrible.
Terrible.
My God.
You know who's wonderful? John Clay Wolf. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. If you're looking for the best way to get rid of your car, sell us your car, GiveMeTheVin.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear. I mean, you shouldn't. Like that.
Has
guy
John
that was,
Clay
that
Wolf
searching.
Ever been arrested?
Yeah. The
that, that'd be a Google,
that
right?
That would be a good search.
That's
good
a good Google, search. Google
yeah,
search.
That's a great Google search. How much will John Clay Wolf give me for my car? Google search, right? And that's what John Clay Wolf does. He gives you money for your car, more money than the other guys will give you. And that's what you're looking for, all right? It's a thing. You want to sell it, okay? Sir, you just got sentimental value. I don't know what you did in your car. I really don't care what you did in your car. But here's the deal. You can still sell it, even if it's got, stuff in it. Hey, listen, all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. Let John Clay Wolf pay you more for your car. Sell us your car. And you can do it easy. I don't know if that guy was in his underwear when he was searching all of these things, but you can be in your underwear when you sell your car to John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.